With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump highlighting the swift pace of his action upon his return to the Oval Office.
Since I became the 47th president at noon on Monday, I've been moving with urgency and historic speed to fix every single calamity of the Biden administration that they've created. And this week alone, I took nearly 350 executive actions.
The commander-in-chief was in Las Vegas appearing at a rally. Speaker Mike Johnson and other House GOP leaders say they're very pleased with actions taken by Mr. Trump. And Colorado Republican Jeff Hurd says bureaucrats in Washington have weakened policies governing national forests.
They've effectively turned our national forests into national parks. This mismanagement has fueled catastrophic wildfires and set the stage for disasters just like what we've seen in California.
Also at SRNnews.com, four Israeli soldiers have been taken back to Israel after being held for well over 1 year. Israel later released 200 Palestinian prisoners. Correspondent Sam Minnick was on the scene in Tel Aviv.
People just witnessed the release of four female soldiers released from Gaza and go into Israel. People were watching on this big screen in the square, hundreds of people, and you could see the feel, the anticipation in the air as it was all happening. And as soon as you saw the hostages, people started screaming and shouting and hugging each other.
Brutally cold conditions and rescue teams are still there. U.S. and Canadian Coast Guards continuing efforts to break up ice and free a freighter trapped in Lake Erie. The Manitoulin is a 600-foot Canadian vessel with 17 people on board. This is SRN News. Religious persecution continues to grow in sub-Saharan Africa.
20 years ago, you might find one nation from that region in the top 10 of the World Watch List, that annual ranking of the worst persecutors on earth compiled by Open Doors USA. In 2025, four sub-Saharan African nations make the top 10, including Somalia and number two, right behind North Korea. The rapid spread of radical Islam is driving persecution of Christians all across the lower portion of the African continent, and there's no end in sight. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Many colleges accused of tolerating anti-Semitism on campus have been settling with federal civil rights investigators. By cutting these deals, the schools close basically the cases against them as long as they meet the terms of the agreements, which mostly have involved training and reviews of past complaints. This is SRN News. A man who was pushed in front of a moving subway train says he'll ride again.
A man who survived being shoved onto subway tracks ahead of an oncoming train in New York City says that in spite of the trauma, he eventually plans to make his way back to the train. Joseph Linsky said in an interview with the New York Times that New York is his home and he won't be intimidated. The 45-year-old was standing on the platform in the West 18th Street station after lunch on New Year's Eve when a hard shove from behind sent him flying off the platform and under the train. A 23-year-old man has pleaded not guilty to attempted murder and assault charges. Keith Peters reporting.
People are listing phones preloaded with TikTok for tens of thousands of dollars on eBay, Facebook Marketplace, and other online storefronts, but officials say it's not clear if there are many buyers at those prices. More details at SRNnews.com.